waltz from Grieg's Lyric Pieces here on Kansas Public Radio. A waltz to open our Wednesday together. That was Eva Knardal on piano. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me this morning, listening to lovely classical music of the flowers and the garden and some waltzes. It's just going to be so nice. I even have Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony lined up for this morning. Indeed, I do. I hope you all are doing well. It feels a little bit like spring out, not summer, but I think it's supposed to be a little warmer today in the 80s. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses or the flowers. That's what we're doing here this morning. That was a really terrible segue, but I do have something by Sibelius at 9:45. Five Pieces is what it's called, The Flowers. It's very pretty by a Finnish pianist who has recorded all of the Sibelius piano music. That'll be a fun listen. Right now, we're going to listen to Boccherini's Quintet for guitar and strings. This is the Europa Galanta and Pinardi on guitar right now on Kansas Public Radio. The Retreat of Madrid here on KPR, Boccherini's Quintet for Guitar and Strings, number 9. Europa Galanta with Pinardi on the guitar. You can sort of hear the musicians even retreating in their sound. Very colorful music indeed. I am Destiny. Glad you are here listening to music with me this morning. I've got flowers and a garden coming up for you here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. I hope you are all doing really, really well. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, and insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. I'm kind of afraid of snakes, but they are in gardens. And speaking of gardens, let's listen to Sibelius, 5 Pieces, The Flowers. We've got 5 flowers here. The daisy, carnation, iris, columbine, and the bellflower. Recorded by a Finnish pianist who, well, has recorded all of Sibelius' piano music. This is Eric T. I really want to say this last name correctly, Tawasherna, so... Well, there, I tried. Here we go, now on KPR. The Flowers, 5 Pieces by Sibelius here on Kansas Public Radio. So pretty indeed. I hope you enjoyed listening to that with me. That was Eric T. Tawasjerna on piano, a Finnish pianist for you. Flowers can be found in a garden. Indeed, they can. So let's listen to Nancy Gustafson's Amourish Garden. This is with the harp, Michelle Pinay on KPR. Michelle Pinay on harp here on Kansas Public Radio playing A Moorish Garden, Nancy Gustafson, the composer. I am Destiny. Glad you've been here with me this morning. I've got a 10 a.m. hour full of some of your flower favorites. I've got the Flower Duet, very famous indeed, and even the Waltz of the Flowers by Tchaikovsky. Yes, it never gets old, even though it's nowhere near Nutcracker season. And, of course, perfect for this kind of floral, nature-esque music, Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. So 10 a.m. hour is going to be quite great. 11 a.m. hour? I picked something specifically based on the name of the title because I liked it. And then I listened to it and thought it was hysterical. Naughty Marietta. It's going to be quite a fun morning, a fun Wednesday, shall we say. If you are listening and you think of something that you would like to hear on the radio, I have this really fun show Friday mornings. It's this, but we turn it into Classics by Request. It's kind of like an open line for Friday where you get to help me pick the playlist. And I love putting together all of the listener requests. It's really fun. A lot of you have got some great ideas of things to listen to. So I would recommend you think about maybe something you'd like to hear and you can let me know. There's a way. Go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. When you get there, you can navigate over to the Shows tab and click on it. And then there's a drop-down menu. You will see Classics by Request. Indeed you will. And then you can click on that and it takes you to a form to fill out and can let me know what you'd like to hear. It's a lot of fun. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More info available at lmh.org/orthokansas. And KU's Spencer Museum of Art presenting Street Nyonga, the art of Jimmy Sumoto Mirakatani, featuring the largest assembly of the artist's work to date. Exhibition closes June 28th. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. This is KPR.
We're anti-fascist, and it's an ideology, not a centralized organization. The defendants deny any links to terrorism. Their sentences range from 30 to 100 years. For NPR News, I'm Dylan Duke.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street. The Dow was up 433 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. The famous flower duet here on KPR by Delib. Barry Wordsworth and the BBC Concert Orchestra. I am Destiny. Hello. I hope you're all doing well in this 10 a.m. hour. It's about 75 degrees here in Lawrence. We are supposed to go up into the 80s. It's a bit warmer today. I am playing music about flowers and the garden and nature, and I can't play the flower duet without playing Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers, even though it's nowhere near Nutcracker season. That's at the beyond the bottom of the hour. That's at around 10:45. Right now, something picturesque and nature-centric, shall we say, Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral, a favorite among many of you. It speaks for itself, as most Beethoven does, so let's dive right in. Roger Norrington and the London Classical Players, Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral, or Pastoral, here on Kansas Public Radio, Roger Norrington and the London Classical Players. An hour of nature, and I've got a flowery waltz coming up for you in just a minute here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Do you have an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Because you can skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to us at KPR. We'll pick it up and you get a tax deduction, and it helps fund our programming. You can learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. And we've got a KPR community spotlight this month. It is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. All right. Music is like medicine. Let's listen to Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers. Yay! It's Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra on KPR. Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker. It is definitely not that time of year for the Nutcracker here at Kansas Public Radio, but Waltz of the Flowers never gets old. Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning. I've got one more hour of music coming up for you, something called Naughty Marietta. Next hour, which I can't wait for, and it looks like Jeff Watson is in with some great music this afternoon, a wonderful French ballet suite called Sylvia, and a few pieces for oboe and piano by Carl Nielsen, plus Dvorak's American Suite. That is from 12 to 3 with Jeff here on KPR. Yesterday I played a symphony by Carl Nielsen. He was quite the rebel, and he totally ripped off Shostakovich in the fourth movement of his symphony, but it was pretty funny with that insane waltz. So it's called Sinfonia Semplice. It was not simple at all. The irony, I tell you, the irony, these composers. It is about 77 degrees outside here in Lawrence. We are supposedly getting up to the 80s, but it's pretty cloudy right now. We will have to see. If you are sitting around and milling what you'd like to hear on the radio for classical music, you can let me know. You can go to kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request and, yeah, let me know what you'd like to hear. Maybe you've got something favorite, a favorite something by Mozart or Beethoven or Haydn, or something totally out of left field. Make it interesting for me. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Being human is tough nowadays. This is Kansas Public Radio. You can find Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local. We are KPR from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park. Home to master's and undergraduate degree programs, options include fully online, in person, and hybrid. You can learn more at sps.ku.edu. If you are 70 and a half years or older, congratulations, that's a milestone. Consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It is a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details are at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. This is KPR.
Live. People who manage the index are adding Google's parent company next week. Verizon will drop out of the Dow to make way for Google's parent Alphabet. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. An arietta by Leroy Anderson here on KPR, Leonard Slatkin with the BBC Concert Orchestra. A lovely little Leroy Anderson gem that hasn't been played in a while here on the radio. I hope you liked it. Good morning. I am Destiny. It's about 11. Almost 11:10 here at Kansas Public Radio, where we are listening to lots of delightful classical music this morning. I've got Respighi's, one of my favorite things to say, La Boutique Fantastique. It rhymes so well. At the bottom of the hour, and also something fun, selections from Naughty Marietta. Yes, pirate music, shall we say. Right now, not a pirate, Beethoven. He was a great composer. We heard a little something from him earlier this morning. Now we're going to listen to Piano Sonata number 16. And I've got Maurizio Pollini on the piano for us. Enjoy on KPR. Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 16, Maurizio Pollini at the piano here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Music about a fantastic toy shop coming right up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting USA versus Turkey viewing party on June 25th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration on New Hampshire Street and viewing party in the Lawrence Arts Center. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. And the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery all in one place. More info available at lmh.org/cancercare. Respighi's La Boutique Fantastique translates to the fantastic toy shop. Ah, it's so cute. It's a whimsical one-act ballet. It is set in an 1860s French toy shop. Can you imagine? So this ballet, it follows two magical can-can dancing dolls that fall in love because, of course, all ballets and opera are about falling in love and facing separation when wealthy customers try to buy them and split them apart. So the toys rebel, of course, drive the buyers away, and the lovers reunite. Magical. Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, who seems to have recorded nearly everything in the world. Here we go on Kansas Public Radio. Respighi's La Boutique Fantastique here on KPR, the fantastic toy shop, indeed. Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Naughty Marietta coming up, but what else is fantastic? Our supporters. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth presenting Cake, June 27th at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th. And Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor, located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more info at hedgeapple.com. All right, so Naughty Marietta, which is a great title. It's an operetta by Victor Herbert, and it's basically about Captain Richard Warrington trying to unmask a notorious pirate set in 1780s New Orleans. Yes, and of course this is all complicated, as is all opera, by his romance with a high-spirited runaway princess masquerading as a colonist. So, well, let's listen to some selections from Naughty Marietta by Victor Herbert. This is Donald Huntsberger conducting the Eastman Dryden Orchestra, now on Kansas Public Radio. Selections from Naughty Marietta by Victor Herbert here on KPR to close out this hour. Opera lovers, rejoice. Something for everyone here. I think that was some fun music. Naughty Marietta, an operetta, of course, about pirates, New Orleans, and, of course, romance and love, as they all are. I am Destiny. Glad you've been here with me this morning. Jeff is in, and he's got a wonderful French ballet suite called Sylvia for you, Dvorak's American Suite, and A Few Pieces for Oboe and Piano by Carl Nielsen. I am getting ready for Friday's Classics by Request, still accepting your requests. If you've got one, go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and let me know what you'd like to hear. Perhaps you have some favorite choral music or opera music. Yes, indeed. I try to play a little something for everyone on this station. All right. It is about 79 degrees and a bunch of flood watches just came through my phone, so that's probably for all of us. This is KPR.
Toy Story 5 is on the big screen, and one of the movie's plot points is all about little screens. Screen time for kids, that is.
When my kids were spending too much time on screens, it made them really grumpy and unpleasant to be around.
I'm Scott Detrow. Research shows that screen time gets higher during the summer. A look at the battle between toys and technology on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former archivist of the United States, Colleen Shogan, and Pulitzer Prize-winning author, Beverly Gage, June 29th at 7 p.m. More information at doleinstitute.org. It is 12:01 NPR News up next, and then more music back on KPR.